After serving in a managerial role at Correz Hazels Inc. for 2 decades, the managing director, Joel Providence, has proceeded on retirement. Mr. Providence spoke about his role at the company on NBC's Talk It Talk program this week. He said that it was a job he was passionate about and noted that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the private sector have a vital role to play to the further development of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
This is budget time, and I listened to the presentation and looked at a number of things that he said, and there are some things that stood out. He made a comment in relation to a particular mantra or slogan or whatever you want to call it. He said in the context of COVID and all the challenges that we have, natural and otherwise, that we have to withstand, I think he said, respond and expand. And I said, linked with that, there's something else that I think that we need as what I call still a substrate, something that is there in the underbelly of whatever we do at a national level or for this country to grow. There are 3 things that I want to say, and what I call it I and I. Imagine, innovate, and implement. This is something that I would like us to, maybe in time to come, to say,
yeah.
Yes, withstand, respond, expand, but mm-hmm. also imagine, innovate, implement.
And Mr. Providence had some word of advice for leaders and aspiring leaders.
Be clear in terms of what the goals are. Share the goals, sell the vision, and let the people who work with you appreciate constantly the merit in going down a particular path and what is required to get there and their role in contributing to the success vis-a-vis the attainment in relation to the attainment of those particular goals. And you have to have behind it the energy, constant energy. It must be a commitment, constant. It can't be something that you see as an academic or exercise where persons, you just turn up to work and you switch on at 8 o'clock and you switch off at 4 o'clock. It was never my thing to believe that I'm working 8 to 4. And I think that is also critical in a leader. If I feel that there's a matter, a great idea that we can focus on, and the idea comes to me directly or through someone else at 7 p.m., I start working on it right away. If it's on a Saturday or a Sunday, I reach out as well, or they reach out to me, and we start working it. It must have the energy behind it always. There must be the commitment. The word I would like to think that would apply more than anything else is that we all must be engaged.
And that was the former managing director of Correz Hazels Inc., Joel Providence. He passed over the leadership mantle as of January 1st this year to Mr. Kevin Dixon, who was the former Correz Hazels financial controller. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.